Listen to him now, verse 21. Because the creation, or creature itself also, shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Now, there is that curse that's on nature today. Man has a dying body. Someone has said the moment that gives us life begins to take it away from us. And there's decay and death out yonder in nature. Go out in the beautiful forest. Then you see that tree lying there, dead, corrupt, rotting out. That's nature. And the stench of the putrid bodies of dead animals will fill the atmosphere. Now, listen to Paul in verse 22. For we know that the whole creation is groaning and is suffering birth pangs together until now. Will you notice this? Browning, in his poem, Pippa Passes, says, God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. Christian knows that's a lie. God's in his heaven, but all's not right with the world. The very interesting thing is, Joel says, how do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yea, the flock of sheep are made desolate. And there are those that have called our attention to the fact, and I'm sure you've recognized it, that nature sings in a minor key. Have you ever been in the mountains and at night you listen to the wind blowing through the pine trees? That's a sad song. How mournful it is. And then have you stood at the seashore and listened to the waves break on the shore? There's a sob in the breaking of those waves. And we're told that the music of trees have actually been recorded. It's doleful. And then out yonder in the forest, you hear the startled cry of some frightened animal, a bird that pierces the night air, chills the blood. Nature bears audible testimony to the accuracy of Scripture. Godet quotes Schelling in this connection. Here's the quotation. Nature, with its melancholy chorus, resembles a bride who at the very moment when she's fully attired for the marriage saw the bridegroom die. She still stands with a fresh crown and in her bridal dress, but her eyes are full of tears. End of quotation. What a picture of nature today. Nature's groaning, and that's accurate.